Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs.
They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%.
They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year. National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Welcome to the Two Regular Guys podcast, a weekly internet radio show hosted by Aaron Montgomery and Terry Combs with a lively discussion of garment decoration, personalization, and customization. The show features industry guests with valuable information for screen printers, embroiderers, sublimators, heat-applied decorators, direct-to-garment users, and many more. Enjoy the show. All right. Welcome to the show today, everybody. It is Friday, the 4th of December, 2015, and I'm Aaron Montgomery. I'm with Coastal Business Supplies, and you can also find my information over at aaronmontgomery.info. And as always, I'm joined by my very good friend, Terry Combs, who is with Equipment Zone out in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, and you can also find him over at terrycombs.com. Terry, how's everything going today?
It's going great, Aaron. I'm all set for the winter coming, and here on my balcony here in Scottsdale, Arizona. it's that time of year where I must always talk about the weather.
Hunkered down in the 70-degree weather, or is it 60?
No, it's going to be knocking on the door of 80 today. So, you know, as you know, I was just in Jamaica, and I did a connector flight in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the gentleman sat down next to me, and he was from Charlotte, taking his family to Jamaica, and he goes, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Phoenix." And he goes, "Isn't it warm there already? Why are you going to Jamaica?"
Yeah, he's actually correct, Terry.
Yes, but I was going to meet my sons there, as you know. So.
No, I'm sure it was a great trip. Well, I'm pretty excited about this week's show. We'll be talking with Teresa Hagel, and she's a senior writer with ASI and Wearables Magazine, the Advertising Specialties Institute. And Teresa was one of the authors of a recent article in the magazine that discussed sales forecasting for 2016. And we thought it was a really good article, and we'd like to dig into that with her. And we're going to discuss trends in decoration and products and adding new decoration methods to your facility and statistics on where industry is headed. And so some really great solid information that will help everybody start digging into their 2016 planning if you're already there, which you should be.
So, absolutely.
Pretty excited about the show today. First time guest, and so we'll make her eligible for the Reggies next year.
She'll everybody knows. She'll be number one on the list for next year.
That's right. So, anyways, you mentioned that you were in Jamaica. That was where Thanksgiving took place for you. Did you find any turkey there?
You know, interestingly enough, we were coming in off the beach, and they were setting up out in the big main area of the hotel. They were setting up a buffet, and we asked one of the people there working, you know, what's going on here? And they said, "Are you American?" And we're like, "Yes." And, "Well, we're setting up Thanksgiving dinner for you." So yeah, they had turkey and dressing and rolls. And so it was pretty cool. We had a great Thanksgiving, and I didn't have any leftovers, but I had no more room. We filled our plates pretty full and had a pretty good time. And then of course, celebrated my birthday the next day, or I'm sorry, 2 days later, my sons took me to Margaritaville in Montego Bay, and we spent the afternoon over there. So I'm drinking out of it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Jamaica coffee mug right now. So instead of usual Two Regular Guys coffee mug.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a great weekend. I'm glad you and your sons got to do that. Do you guys see any college basketball while you're over there?
We saw a tiny bits and pieces, and there was a lot of soccer. I'll be honest. There was cricket, but we saw a little bit of football. We saw a little bit of football on Saturday as well. So,
oh, good. Because that kind of annual trip originated with you guys going to a Kansas Invitational I can't remember where it was now, but
the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. Exactly right. It started out we were going to go down for the 3 days, and ended up we went for a week. And after we did that, we're like, wait, let's just go to the Caribbean every year at Thanksgiving and for my birthday. So 3 years in a row now. Next year we're picking our spot in the Caribbean, and it looks like Turks and Caicos, I believe, is where we're going to spend next year. Yeah,
that sounds like I've heard lots of good stuff about that place. There's a volleyball group that does a volleyball vacation down there every year that I've been meaning to go on. But what else is going on out there in the world, Terry?
Well, first I was going to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving, Aaron? I haven't talked to you since before I left.
Sorry, no, yeah, good point. Yeah, no, it was great. It was just a family day. I think I mentioned on the last show that we actually are very busy here at Coastal around the holiday. We were open on Black Friday and had a good day, and then that next Cyber Monday was our biggest day in the history of our company. So all the business it was a great day, and boy, we had some great deals going. I put together some of the pricing and stuff like that, and I was like looking at it going, what have I done here? But it turned out okay.
Well, that just says, though, that business is good out there because you're selling to resellers and people who are taking those products and creating Christmas gifts and things like that. So it's encouraging that you had the busiest day of your company history, because that means that a lot of people out there are having the same thing. So that'll be good for 2016. Well, one thing, Aaron, that I want to mention was Scott Ritter from DAX, the trade shows in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Scott gave me a call a couple of weeks ago and said that after about 5 years, he has come out with his magazine. It's an online magazine that DAX is offering. It's called the Decorated Apparel Magazine. It's at decoratedapparelmagazine.com. And I know you and I are both going to be contributing some articles there, but I want to give Scott a plug. Scott always invites you and I to speak at his events and to do this show live there. And Scott and his wife do a tremendous job with that trade show, so I'm pretty excited about this magazine. So we'll have the link up on the website, though.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get it out there. And yeah, I saw the announcement and talked to. Like I said, we'll get some content up there too. But like you said, Scott and his wife Margie do a fantastic job with those shows. So I'm sure this will be a good endeavor too, and a great way to share information with the industry. And I'm glad to see this kind of thing happening. Hopefully, throughout last 3 years that we've been doing this, we see more and more people getting involved, sharing information, helping the industry grow as a group.
Exactly,
as opposed to little independent groups kind of fighting each other for dates or, all those kinds of ugly things that were going on 4 or 5 years ago, to now where, there's a lot more working together and sharing of ideas and information. So we're just glad to be a part of that, and I'm excited to see what Scott does with that. So,
absolutely.
I understand you also had a conversation with a friend of ours from Mauritius today on Skype.
Exactly right. I did. I want to give a little shout out to our friend, Stefan. Stefan has been in Mauritius for years, and he's a faithful listener there and a good personal friend of you and me, Aaron. We've worked trade shows in Europe with Stefan many times, and he's a great guy. He's no longer an active printer, by the way. I wanted to let you know that he's actually doing consulting work now, so I'm actually helping him get some information together here in the States, because his market is a little limited in Mauritius, so he's needing some consulting supplies and things like that. But it was kind of funny because the conversation soon turned to YouTube and all the misinformation out there. I guess now as a consultant, he sees it, and it was so funny. He's naming all those same culprits that we talk about here on the show.
Yeah.
Just spreading all that misinformation, and I guess they are misinforming people worldwide since our good friend Stefan is
shipping that. No, totally. That's funny. I still go back to the, you know, that Geico commercial. You know, not everything on the internet is true. You know, so you know, listen, check the facts, and go from there. Yeah. So awesome. Well, so what? Yeah. I mean, we got this show to get into, but we're got some stuff that we're working on for next week already, and then the week after that we're going to have the Reggie Awards announcement. But you want to share with the listeners kind of what we're working on for next week?
Well, yeah, it kind of came out of the show we're preparing for here, with talking about you know, projections for 2016, that sort of thing, and I started thinking about the fact that, you know, this time of year is when you start thinking about your business for next year, and so next week's show we're going to talk about planning for your next year, whether it's hiring new employees or moving to a new building or buying new equipment or. So we're just going to talk about some tips and tricks and ideas for 2016, and we'd like to invite all of our listeners. Hey, if you have some plan for next year, something that you want to do, or some suggestion about how people can plan for their businesses, you know, get in touch with us this week, or come into the forums, or certainly call into the show next week when we're talking about 2016. But I'm kind of excited about doing that show, and. It's getting my juices flowing this morning, just making some notes about things that I personally want to do next year. So that's what we're going to do next year. Next week, we're going to talk about preparing for the new year.
Yeah, awesome. Well, as you mentioned, you've got the chat room that definitely encourage people to listen to us live, and then scroll down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page and check that out. Got Eric Campbell in from Black Duck in there right now, and when we were talking about, you know, the sharing of information and how people are starting to kind of come together, he did mention that he thinks that we were ahead of the curve, and that he'd like to think he was too, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, and
I agree with
that's
him
why we came to,
as well.
That's why we came to him and Christine for that exact topic that we covered this year. So that's good, and so we appreciate all the insight there.
I'll bet both Eric and Christine will have some suggestions for planning for 2016 as well. So Eric, we'll be looking forward to hearing your some comments that we can share with our listeners next week.
Awesome. Yeah. So as I said, you know, scroll down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page there, jump in, you know, we'll try to get to as much of it as we can, but there's always information that's shared in there that's just kind of bonus information. So tune in and listen live and get to know that. And, you know, as our regular listeners know, the Two Together Guys is all about garment decorating, personalization, and having some fun. But we try to avoid the rants and lectures, and definitely are not doing any selling here. We don't do this for our employers, but rather for the industry. So for the past 2 years, almost three, we're coming up on three in February of 2016, we're the first and most listened to garment decorating industry podcast on this planet. So we are truly humbled by all of you tuning in each week. And as Terry said, you know, making notes and getting stuff together and working with all the guests, you know, we work pretty hard to bring this information, and we really appreciate all those folks like Eric and Christine and our guest that's going to come on today, Teresa, for sharing their information and making this show what it is. And if you have some topics you'd like us to talk about, just head on over to our webpage at tworegularguys.com, and you can also find us at Two Regular Guys on most of the major social media outlets there. And that's the number two, Regular Guys. And the other thing that I'd like to ask of everybody is if you'll give us a review on iTunes, if you do catch the podcast version of this via iTunes. It really helps people understand what we're all about and get feedback from others. So thanks, everybody. And then the other thanks I need to give and shout out here is the sponsors that make this show happen on a weekly basis. And our fourth quarter sponsor is Enmart, and they've been a great supporter of the show, not only through sponsorship, but allowing Christine to come on and share information with us. So let me quick share a word, a little bit of me talking about Enmart here. So let's get to it.
Visit Enmart at www.myenmart.com for quality iris threads for machine embroidery and quilting, and embroidery supplies including backings, bobbins, and blank patches. Sublimation businesses can find sublimation ink, paper, printers, and blanks. We also offer economical sublimation printer packages with locations in Michigan, New Jersey, Georgia, and California. Nmart is ideally located for two-day shipping to almost any location in the United States. Check us out at www.mynmart.com. Again, that's www.mynmart.com.
All right. Well, again, thanks to Nmart for joining us and sponsoring. And go ahead, Terry.
I just want to say, since we're on radio, I want to make sure everyone knows that Nmart is E-N-M-A-R-T, E-N-M-A-R-T. So
you're not typing in I-N-M-A-R-T. Absolutely. And if you head on over to our website, you'll see over on the right side a banner that will take you right to their site and the information about them. The lead-in page is a really good recap of who they are and what they're all about and a great company to do business with. So we encourage people to get over there and visit them. But, Terry, I think we are to that point of the show where we need to get to it. We've rambled on long enough to get started here, so I don't want to take away anything from our guests. You ready to get started?
I'm ready. We've made Teresa wait long enough.
All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to welcome in Teresa Hagel, who's an award-winning multimedia journalist from Eastern Pennsylvania with over a decade of experience writing for newspapers and magazines. She joined the editorial staff of ASI in 2014 and is working as a senior writer for Wearables and Stitches magazines. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Teresa,
great to have you.
I just want to say, you know, you let Aaron off the hook by telling us that your last name rhymes with bagel, and because I like to listen to Aaron try to pronounce his last names, like for instance when we had Pierre Gymnicki on the show once.
Well, you know, I have to do a lot of podcasts myself, so I like to. You know, now how to pronounce people's names. I try to give you a little heads up beforehand.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Well, being from Eastern Pennsylvania, Teresa, just note that Terry might offend you with his comments about cheesesteak. So I just want to give you a warning.
Steak.
He hasn't offended anybody yet today, so I just wanted to throw that warning out before we get started. Terry,
it's cheese whiz.
You know what? I'm from the Philadelphia area, but I don't go in for the cheese whiz. That's not really my thing. So.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah.
We don't have any listeners there anymore. I've driven them all away with my cheese sticks comments. So, but hey, Teresa, let's get started. That tell our listeners about Wearables Magazine.
Okay, sure. So basically, you know, Wearables Magazine, we're basically the go-to resource for screen printers and other decorated apparel sellers, I guess mostly in, like, the promotional products world. And the exciting thing is that starting in January, we're actually doing this huge relaunch of the magazine, and we're going to be merging Stitches, the magazine that we have that's focused on more on embroidery. So Stitches and Wearables are going to be merging into one kind of powerhouse of a magazine that's going to combine, like, all the best parts of both. So it's going to be, like, one resource for all apparel and all apparel decorating. You know, we're going to have, like, dedicated sections for embroiderers, for screen printers. There's going to be stuff on wearable tech. Plus we'll have, like, all the kind of big business type of features that we normally do, things about, like, trends, and just it's just going to be a really cool mashup of everything. I think it's going to make a lot of sense to have everything in one big magazine that people can go to, and we'll have a huge presence on social media, which we already do with Stitches a lot. So it's going to be it's kind of an exciting time. So I'm excited for January when we launch this new version of Wearables.
Well, this is exciting news. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, definitely, it's very exciting.
Yeah, so we've been hard at work trying to get this new magazine together. So in January, everyone will see, you know, what the new Wearables looks like, and I think people are going to like it. I hope so. Anyway, it's a fun thing.
Well, we're especially glad you took an hour of your day then to spend with us today. I'm sure you're busy.
Yeah, we've got a lot to do.
Awesome. Well, as that stuff rolls out, please share it with us, and we'll make sure we share it out too. That sounds really cool to see how that evolves. I'm excited about it. So, well, awesome. let's talk a little bit about this article that caught my eye here. Mm-hmm. I obviously there's always great stuff in wearables and stitches, and I read through them every time they come out. But how did wearables gather the information for the sales forecasting survey that we're going to talk about more here?
Okay, so the sales forecast that appeared in our November-December issue. So basically what we do is we have a full-time research, like a market research director on staff, and he's trained in conducting market research. That's kind of like what he does. So we worked with him to come up with the various questions regarding, decoration techniques and, who's doing what, just all that kind of stuff. We came up with the questions and sent out a survey to our readers. This year we had 362 people that responded to the survey, and that the people that respond are kind of a mix of like the more traditional screen printers who aren't selling any kind of promotional products, hard goods, but there's also promotional products distributors who do in-house decoration and distributors who pretty much like outsource their decoration but sell apparel. So it's kind of a mix of a bunch of different types of people, but it's interesting to kind of see where each of them fall in these different kinds of questions and categories. So once we actually gather that data, myself and my editor, we spend some time analyzing it, kind of figuring out what the trends we see are, and then we determine which of these things we want to, focus on. We obviously give the readers a lot of good statistics. There's a couple of pages that are just, charts and graphs and just a lot of, good information. But then we pick out a few things that we want to expand on further and do a little bit more in-depth stories exploring them, going back to real screen printers and distributors and talking to them about, what they think of these figures. So that's basically I love how it comes together.
Yeah, I love these articles that take reader and contributor information and share it because, gosh, it really gives you a picture of what's going on out there in the world. And, one thing you mentioned in the article was using your suppliers as decorators. And that, me as a decorator, that kind of surprised me at first. But then I thought, well, that makes perfect sense in the ad specialty world. Tell us a little bit more about the supplier as decorator idea.
Okay. Well, I would say that this is definitely a growing trend. And like you said, I don't think a lot of screen printers actually think about it or are thinking as much as they should be. I think it's something kind of like a wake-up call maybe because there are a lot of apparel suppliers out there that offer, decoration services for their promotional products distributors. I think according to our survey, there's one-third of decoration orders were handled by suppliers this year rather than going out to, the contract decorators. And non-screen printers, meaning, the promotional products distributors, they say they're just as willing to use a supplier for these decoration services as they are a screen printer. So, obviously the benefit of this for them is that it kind of, streamlines that order process. It's like a one-invoice solution. Things don't have to be, shipped to a decorator, then shipped in two places, I think, for most of the people that I had, most of the suppliers that I'd spoken with, most of them seem to be doing things like embroidery and heat transfer, digital printing. Not as many of them are actually doing screen printing, but it does seem to be on their horizon that they might be adding it. So it's definitely something to keep focused on because, I think a lot of people would just be like, oh, if I can just, do my order once right here, and get everything I need, I don't have, it makes it a lot easier, saves time for them. So you have to figure out what you can do to differentiate yourself from the supplier. Like, what services are you offering that still make you a better deal, I guess, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's super interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's growing. It's definitely a trend that's happening.
Yeah, definitely. That's good information. Again, some of these things that caught my attention as I was reading through this, going, "Wow, yeah, that stuff that, I'm hoping people are reading in your magazine, but we'll try to get out through other mediums here." So that's good stuff.
Right,
the other thing that, I mean, there were the other thing that I was very interested in, especially a lot of our listeners here, are t-shirt folks. So tell us a little bit about what t-shirt and profit margins and you guys found out from your survey here.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, a lot, obviously this is a sales forecast, so a lot of what we're looking at is, you know, the industry's kind of relative optimism about things, and, you know, we're asking them to make these predictions. So there's obviously no guarantees, but it seems to us that people are pretty positive about the new year. We found that 30% of the people we surveyed, they believe that T-shirt profit margins are going to increase next year, and 59% think that they're going to at least remain steady. So, I mean, if you put that together, that's like almost 90% of people are, you know, think that it's going to be either steady or increased. So, you know, I'd say that's a pretty good viewpoint. And overall, I guess our readers found that or believe that T-shirt sales are going to go up by about 11% overall next year, which would make it the apparel category with the highest expected growth. And, you know, I think the next highest one is polo shirts, which they believe will be going up by about 6%. So, I mean, obviously, you know, the screen printers that I spoke to for that story, you know, they say you can't really just sit back and, you know, wait for higher margins to happen or wait for higher sales to happen. I mean, that would be a silly way to run a business, I would imagine. But so you have to kind of be proactive when you're trying to upsell clients. So, like, maybe you are trying to push like, performance fabrics, which are pretty popular right now, or, I don't know, like, the soft, like, tri-blend or ring-spun cotton, or, like, ecological, like, I don't know, recycled polyester-type shirts. I mean, the thing is you kind of have to, like, know who your client is, what they need, what they want, and educate them. You know, you have to be the expert. You can't just be somebody selling T-shirts. You have to kind of know what is what the new things on the horizon are and which of your clients would really want them. And another good way we found to increase your margins is with, like, finishing services, like custom tagging and polybagging, kind of any of those things that give it that extra retail touch. Like, people really like that presentation, you know. Like, sometimes, I guess it's like with Christmas, like, you know, sometimes the box is better than what's inside, which, you know, I I'm sure you guys would say, like, you know, the T-shirt is still good, but, you know, you want them to think that it, you know, that it looks good, like the presentation looks good. So that really adds to the perceived value of a garment. So those are some of the ways that you can sort of ensure that your margins are going to go up on T-shirts, other than just kind of crossing your fingers. So.
Well, that's really interesting. And I agree 100% about the presentation. And when I do my classes, I talk. Presentation. You know, if anybody has a daughter, you've certainly bought an American Girl doll, and mm-hmm. I've never seen such a fantastic presentation of products. You know,
yeah.
And it's just like you say that the box is better than the product inside. It's just
right.
Impresses the heck out of me to see that kind of thing.
Right. But, I mean, yeah. Obviously, you want the stuff inside to be good too, but if the box looks, you know, crappy, people are been a question it.
Exactly. You know, and so it sounds to me like people are expecting additional business next year, and they think, hey, there's room in there for a bigger share of or more profit margin if I just make that if I do that value added to the product. So
Right.
All encouraging. So
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, something else, Teresa, that you mentioned in the article was adding decoration methods, and specifically you mentioned adding embroidery to the business mm-hmm. to your business. Tell our listeners a little bit about the suggestions that you make in the article.
Okay. So the thing with embroidery is, you know, I think for screen printers, it's about finding like another growth opportunity and not turning away that potential business. Because I guess right now, one quarter of the screen printers that we surveyed, they're not offering embroidery at all, compared to with the distributors and, like, other decorators, only 9% of those don't offer embroidery. So, you know, that's a pretty big difference. So, I mean, you know, obviously screen printing is great, but it doesn't work in every situation. Like, I'm thinking of, like, maybe, like, hats. You know, I guess you can screen print a hat, but most people expect it to be embroidered. That's what their, you know, that's kind of, like, their perception of what a hat should have on it. So, you know, if you have a customer that wants to add some caps to their order. I mean, you don't want to send them away. You don't want to say, like, oh, I don't do that, so you're going to have to go find someone else. Because, you know, what if they find someone else who can do embroidery and screen printing? They might not come back to you anymore. So, you know, I think it's about being, like, a one-stop shop. And I think, you know, like, if you want to start out, if you want to add embroidery, I would say the best way to start is to outsource it, you know, find somebody that you can trust and kind of be upfront with them and be like, you know, look, I want to add embroidery, but, you know, eventually I want to do this myself, but I need somebody to help me out now. And, you know, you got to figure out how to, like, work out that kind of arrangement in a way that's mutually beneficial and, you know, trust that person is not going to, I guess, try and take your business directly. But, you know, I'm sure, I know that it can be done. So that's how you would start. And then, you know, eventually once you see that you are getting enough embroidery orders, you'd want to bring that in-house. You know, from the people we talked to, obviously, embroidery is kind of like, it's a simpler process than screen printing in some ways. It's cleaner. You'll probably need, like, a separate space. You'll need separate staff to handle it. And the people that we spoke to, they recommend that you should definitely do a lot of research before you actually make a purchase and look for a high-end, kind of reliable machine. You know, don't just try and, like, get the cheapest thing possible, because then you're going to run into problems. So obviously once you buy it, you want to make sure you get some training and regular maintenance from a qualified technician. I think it's probably the same kind of process as when you are buying a new screen printing press. You're just adding that new decoration. But I think, you know, if you have that diversity, that's going to help you, you know, just get more business and become that go-to person, because you have solutions for them. You have different options out there. So I think that's the idea. You know, screen printing doesn't work all the time.
Right. Well, and a couple of points to that is, and make sure when you're out there shopping, you find somebody that either can give you education or direct you to someone to give you education as well. So that's a critical part. Yeah. And you know, Teresa, and you mentioned about you know, jobbing it out at first, and don't hesitate to call that embroidery manufacturer, or you know, right now I sell direct to garment printers, and fairly regularly people will contact me and say, well, listen, I want to make sure that I can get business first. Can you recommend somebody that can do work for me? And you know, so you always recommend that customer, you know, that's going to do a really good job. And
right.
Certainly screen printing suppliers, embroidery manufacturers, they will all be more than happy to recommend, you know, people to do that work for you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and just to jump in here too, as I said, there's always good information in the chat, and we don't always get to it, but I like to try to pick out as much as I can, and Eric Campbell from Black Duck's in there, and he says, folks who want to add embroidery, learn what digitizing is and entails before you start. Learn from someone skilled before you make the consideration, and learn the limitations of the medium. You'll need to know them to sell. So all good points there too, so I wanted to share that as well. Good
Definitely. Stuff.
Hey, so the next kind of part of the article is something that is near and dear to me. I'm a geeky guy. I'm looking at the Apple Watch, you know, those kind of things. But you talk about wearable tech in your article there. Can you maybe describe what wearable tech is and kind of dig into that for us?
Sure. I mean, so I guess, you know, I think the definition of wearable tech is kind of changing all the time. But, you know, at its core, it's just like some kind of technology that you're wearing, like you said, the Apple Watch, smartwatches, any kind of like Fitbit or fitness tracker, and it, you know, goes to things like smart clothing. Like, I think they have, you know, shirts that have, you know, messages that can you can customize and change them, or they can change color, or, you know, they can, you know, measure your heart rate, or, I mean, like the definition of what it is pretty broad, and it's, you know, the stuff is able to do more and more things, you know, as we develop better battery life and sensor technology and all that kind of, you know, crazy high-tech stuff that I don't, you know, understand a whole bunch, but I think it's cool. So, you know, it's definitely you know, becoming more and more accepted, and I think more and more prevalent. I mean, I think there's still a little bit of bar to entry with how expensive some of these things are, and I think not everyone is convinced that it's something they need, or nor do they really understand like what everything is. But it is growing, and I think that as it grows in retail, it's going to have play a bigger role in our industry, in the promotional products world, just as it becomes, you know, maybe like lower price points or less weird and new. But it's definitely something that I think people should keep their eyes on. Of the businesses that we surveyed for the sales forecast, so far only 21% had sold or quoted fitness trackers, with smart clothing that was down to 13%, and smartwatches only 9%. But, I mean, in the future, in the next 2 or 3 years, two-thirds of the people that we talked to, they think that those sales are going to go up in the next few years. So it's definitely something that's on the rise. As far as for this industry, you know, with promotional products and whatnot, it's more, I guess, of an executive gift or a high-end incentive rather than just like the typical kind of like giveaway. I mean, you're not going to give away like a $200 smartwatch, but you know, maybe like somebody that we had talked to mentioned like golf tournaments. There's apparently like a pair of gloves now that you can wear, and it'll analyze your golf swing, and it'll send like a feedback back to your phone. So like, that would be a pretty cool like prize for a golf tournament, and it would be something different. You know what I mean? Like there's just, you got to be like, I guess, creative about it. But if you can come up with these new ways to use this new technology, it could like get you kind of ahead of the pack, I guess. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening, and that's something that we continue to cover in the magazine. We have a, I think, maybe in February or March of this year, we started like a dedicated section to wearable tech, and
awesome.
We will, you know, we continue to have that section, and we'll have that in the new magazine as well. So we definitely are keeping abreast with that kind of development.
Yeah, that's cool. And you definitely see more and more creativity in that space and getting into our one of the interesting things that I've kind of kept my eye on is a company called Mimo Baby, and they actually make onesies that have tracking monitors in them, and they use cut vinyl to kind of decorate and hold the wires and stuff in place. So it's definitely some creative people out there making use of the technology that we're using every day. So cool
and
stuff.
And I think that like the like printed, like there's a printed circuit boards, like that's a screen printing type of technology, I think. But, I mean, I think there's
absolutely,
I mean, there's room in this world for screen printers. It's just to figure out what's going to happen and how you can capitalize on it.
Yeah, certainly you can, you know, screen printing as a process used for circuit boards and things like that. But I'm fairly certain I don't need a golf glove that says, "You're hopeless, try to sport." as a golfer, you're a pretty good rider. I don't know. Oh, man. Well, hey, you know, Teresa, one of the things that I really, I love this kind of thing in articles, and I just read straight down through the list, but you did a breakdown of decoration methods, and could you go through some of those numbers for our listeners?
Sure. So I guess unsurprisingly, since the magazine has such a big focus on screen printing was at the top of the list. That was 81% of people use that method. The next highest is embroidery.
Aaron, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Aaron?
Okay, all right.
It's 79% is embroidery at second. You know, we go through sort of everything, but two methods that kind of had a dramatic rise this year. Direct-to-garment printing is up 7% from last year. That's at 37%. And laser etching also went up by 10%. So that's pretty far down the list, but it's at 26% this year. So that's up from like 16% last year. So even though it's low down, it's a growing method. So let's see, what else is another? Another big one is heat transfer at 60%. And then after that is vinyl cut letters and designs at 41%. So I think that's one of the things I think is so interesting about this industry is just how many different ways there are to, you know, to decorate a garment. There's so many different things you can do. Like you think, oh, it's a T-shirt, but there's just so many different things that can be done, and I think that's pretty awesome. And as far as just like screen printing itself, we also looked at some of the most popular like special effects. Right now, the most popular is distress screen printing, with 54% of people using that. And after that, it's puff with 40%. And then glow in the dark is also kind of a fun one that's used about 37% of people. So there's a lot of different cool things that are out there and that are popular right now.
Yeah, that's funny. Distressed is being so popular because, you know, 30 years ago that was the coolest thing going, you know.
Yeah.
Everything goes in cycles.
Yeah.
Definitely. That whole 2 pages of this article is definitely interesting. I mean, I think something that people should print out and put up above their desks as a way to kind of, you know, as you're planning for 2016, there's some great details in this infographic, I guess, in a way that you guys put together. So congratulations on that.
And that's something we try to do in all of our magazines and in a lot of the issues is just have it, like, things that are easy to use, things that you can pull out and things that you can just kind of glance at and be like, okay, you know, that gives me an idea of, you know, what I need to know and what I need to do. I mean, we definitely do like that, you know, the in-depth stuff, but these nice, easily readable, easily digestible kind of infographics, I think, you know, we do a lot of them because I know people appreciate them and they can get a lot out of it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And This is a great magazine for sure, because you know, we're talking about this one particular article, but if you turn the page right after those statistics, you get your article about MarketWatch and targeting three hot markets. So I won't make you go into that too deeply here, but I want people to really you know, don't just stop at this article, I guess is what I'm saying. Good
yep.
stuff there.
Cover to cover. Read it cover to cover.
Yep, exactly.
Of course,
awesome.
I'm going to say that, but.
Well, this has been great, really informative. You know, like I said, I really enjoyed reading the article, and I'm like, you know what, this is somebody I want to talk to here. So this has been great, and we really appreciate you joining us today. Can you give our listeners a quick rundown of where they can find the magazine, where they can find you, and how they can learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. The main way to get to the magazine online is asicentral.com, and you can click on, like, there's a little news icon thing up on the thing. Well, it's asicentral.com/news/magazine, and you can find the current wearables magazine plus the archives and the archives of Stitches magazine. So you can get, like, that online edition of each. But we're also all over social media. So for me, I'm on Twitter, at Teresa Hegel, T-H-E-R-E-S-A-H-E-G-E-L. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/ASIWearables. We are also on Instagram, and that's at WearablesMag. And we're also on Pinterest. And I think
awesome.
Yeah, pinterest.com/wearablesmag. So basically anywhere. I mean, we're not on Snapchat yet, but, I mean, I guess I can't rule it out. We're on, like, almost every other, you know,
yeah, who knows?
Channel out there.
We're not 13, so we'll see.
That's true. But they're always, like, adding new ways to use it, so I never know, like, what kind of thing we're going to decide to do next. So.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. Keeping up with that can sometimes be a challenge. So, awesome. Well, Eric also mentioned that he heard that there's a good one in the back of the magazine about judging your business. So definitely read cover to cover there and get over to that. We'll get that stuff posted out. I actually tweeted out and put on Facebook and Google+ the link to the article that we were talking about in general. But that's a good starting point and go from there. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah, great.
Thanks, Teresa, for being the interviewee instead of the interviewer.
I know, it's weird. It's weird to be the one answering the questions, but it was fun. So.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, that was awesome. When I read that, I was like, yeah, this is cool. This is stuff, especially, you know, obviously timely, and that's why they put it in this issue of their magazine, and You know, I'm looking forward to our discussion next week, but this was a good place to start and a great resource there. So thanks.
Right.
You sent me the
link to this, I guess it was a month ago or so. And I agree. I read through that and I thought, oh man, this would be a great program and was very informative and certainly appreciate Teresa coming on and answering, again, as I said, answering questions for us, because I have been on the other side of that, being interviewed by Teresa multiple times for different articles she's written for the magazine. So it's interesting to be on the other side of the table. And hey, Aaron, we got a scoop. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't aware of this. Maybe you were. Wearables and Stitches combining in January. So yet another scoop for two regular guys.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I'm going to admit, I think I may have heard that, but I'm glad that we got it out to the public, and I just forgot to share it. I can't remember where the heck I heard that from, but no, that's a good scoop for sure. So, well, hey, let's take a quick break, and again, you've got to thank our sponsors, and Equipment Zone's been with us from the very beginning of this, and it's helped us out tremendously keeping this going, so we really appreciate that. So let's hear a quick word from talking about Equipment Zone.
Our show today is sponsored by Equipment Zone. Go to EquipmentZone.com for the Epson F2000 direct-to-garment printer. Equipment Zone is the only Epson reseller who sends a technician to every customer location for training. This is an absolutely free visit to your location. Equipment Zone is also the manufacturer of the number one pre-treat machine in the industry, the Speed Treater TX. With no compressor and no special tanks, the Speed Treater TX is the easiest and most consistent pre-treat machine available worldwide. Go to EquipmentZone.com for the Epson F2000, the Speed Treater TX, and for all your DTG inks and supplies. That's EquipmentZone.com. That's EquipmentZone.com.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks for all the support there. And again, make sure you get on over to EquipmentZone.com and check it out. And you may even get a opportunity to talk to Terry there. So that's a bonus right there.
there's a very good opportunity there. Well, Aaron, we've got a few minutes left to talk about our big awards program coming up, the 2015 Reggie Awards. You want to go through the list of the nominees?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just remind everybody. There's been pretty good clip of voting going already, but you know, they keep those votes coming in and share with everybody. I added kind of a new function this year where you can socially share out the fact that you voted, and hopefully that helped entice other folks to come on over and vote. But the first category is the best new product. And the nominees this year is Synergy 17, Textech, and Textile Foils. The second nominee is Vastech C1000 Semi-Automatic Coater. And the third nominee was the Sawgrass Virtuoso System. And the fourth nominee was the M&R CTS, a computer screen imaging and exposure system. And the fifth and final nominee in that category was the Madeira 75 weight threads. Good products there, so get on over and vote at tworegularguys.com. What's the second category there, Terry?
Next up is Best Sales or Customer Service Representative. The nominees are Mark Kluhl from Vastex, Greg Marcus from NASDAR Source One Cincinnati, Christine Shreve, our friend from InMart, Tom Robinson from Midwest Sign and Screen, and last but not least, Lori Gons from Impressions Magazine.
Awesome. Yep. Good categories. I'm just looking at the voting now. There's been 174 votes in the Best New Product category, and I think that leads all categories with number of votes, but most of the rest of them are well above 60 or so, except for the Best Guest. We people are maybe not scrolling all the way down to the bottom, so make sure you vote for every category and share with people. But the third category is the company that provides the best customer service, and the nominees are Vastex. The second nominee is NASDAR Source One. The third nominee is NMART. The fourth nominee is M&R. And last but not least is Rhinestone World out there in Florida. So good companies there. What's the next category, Terry?
The next one is a new category this year, Best Online Community or Forum. Nominees are, first is Teach Me That, which is a Facebook group. Next is Embroidered Clothing Community, also a Facebook group. The shirtboard.com. Next is Machine Embroidery and Digitizing, which is a Google Plus group. And last is TSPMB Refugee Group, which is also a Facebook group. What's next, Aaron?
The next category is the best website or blog with educational content, and three nominees in this category. The first one is AtkinsonT-shirt.com. The second one is EricCampbell.com. That's E-R-I-C-H, Campbell.com. And the last one is Dietrans.com, which is Condi's website for sublimation information. So great websites there. What's the next one, Terry?
This one, best industry educator, and these every nominee is a friend of the show. As a matter of fact, everybody on this list has been on the show multiple times. Best industry educator, first up, Greg Kitson. Next is Eric Campbell, who's right there in the chat room right now. Jay Bussell. Next is Lon Winters, and last and again not least, Charlie Tobley.
Yep, great list. Cool. Well, the next category is Best Industry Trade Show, and we've got ISS Long Beach, which is coming up in January, the 2016 edition. So the 2015 edition was nominated. The NBM Denver Show, which was their first year in 2015. So great to get that on there. Then you've got the DAX Chicagoland Show, and DAX has been on this list before. And just moving around, that Chicago show was their biggest in their history. So, and then the ISS Fort Worth Show was the next nominee, and the final nominee was the SGIA Atlanta show that was recently held over there in Atlanta, Georgia. So great right. list there. What's the last and final, last but not least, I like to say?
Certainly not least, because it's our favorite category, the best guest on the Two Regular Guys podcast. Nominees are Dave Harding from DCA Leasing. Next is Charlie Myers from Nina Paper. Next is Christine Shreve from Inmart. Next, Eric Campbell from Black Duck, and last is Jim Tenholder from ISW. And Aaron, I'll have to comment again that two of the nominees here for Best Guest on Two Regular Guys were shows that you did by yourself because I was off and away. So it sent a poor message, I think, for me.
Well, you know, there's always 2016, Terry. You can pick up your game.
I
have faith
in
you, my friend.
I need to step up my game. I need the gloves, the podcast gloves to wear to give me feedback on my game.
That's right. That's good stuff. All right. So, again, make sure that you get over to our website, which is tworegularguys.com. And from the top there, you'll see a pull-down that says Reggie's. And that first pull-down there is 2015 Industry Awards. And if you click on that, just scroll down in through there and start voting. Again, make sure you make it all the way down to the very last categories. There's eight categories, and pick your favorite, and let those folks be recognized that deserve to be recognized in our industry. Again, this is completely by you guys, the listeners. We don't have any say in it one way or the other. We're pretty open about that. In fact, nominees, even the categories are kind of brought together by our listeners. So we're excited to be a part of this and to be able to host these every year, but this is all your guys' stuff. So.
Hey, Aaron, what's our voter deadline? What's our voter deadline?
Yep, it is the 17th of December here at 5 p.m. So basically the night before the show where we announce the winners, which is December 18th, Friday. So I'd like to shut it off at about 5 p.m. so I can stay up all night getting everything together for the show the next day. So I need some time to kind of pull everything together, and then we try to reach out to all the winners and see if we can get them on the show. So if you've been nominated, you're on notice. Prepare your acceptance speech, and we'll be touching base with you to try to have you on the show that Friday, December 18th at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 Eastern. So good stuff. And like I said, lots of voting. Let's keep it coming. So appreciate that.
Fantastic.
All right,
Fantastic.
Terry.
Well, do you have a, Aaron, do you have a, it's your week. Do you have a quick tip for us to?
I do have
a
quick tip.
Better and easier.
I know, as of late when it's been my turn, I like to make you a little bit nervous because I haven't been putting it in the outline, but I do actually have one. And
I will tell the listeners, I did send you a Skype message saying, hey, do you have a tip for today?
Exactly. So now I've got one. It actually has kind of come up. This is a busy time of year. It's the holidays, and while sometimes people take some time off and stuff like that, it's also a very, very busy time of the year. Everybody's shopping for that perfect Christmas gift and stuff like that. It just kind of stuck out to me over the course of the last couple of weeks that it's very important to remember your relationships when doing business, and remember that as a business person, relationships on all sides of your business are extremely important to develop and work with. And, this includes, your customers and making sure that you're good to your customers, but it also includes the people that you're buying things from. Mistakes are going to happen, things are going to happen, and things are going to be out of people's control, and for the most part, everybody's going to do their best to try to make things happen, whether it's FedEx not delivering something or something being on back order or just an error. I mean, we're humans, we make mistakes, and so yelling and screaming and being rude to the people you buy from is unfortunately not going to make it any better. It may make you feel better for that 30 seconds that you're telling somebody to F off, but and certainly your prerogative to then, look for an alternative. And that's, that's one thing. But I think just kind of developing your relationships, at the end of the day, if you're working with somebody, you make it easy to do business with both ways. Those people will go out of their way to help you at a time when maybe you made the mistake the next time and you want somebody to help. And they're going to remember when it comes around to that time that you were the one that screamed and yelled at them and told them they were an idiot. So just remember your relationships on all sides of business. And again, same thing with your customers. Everybody's probably a little stressed and pressured. Everybody wants to get to the black, that's why it's called Black Friday, because people are making their money this time of year a lot of times. So you don't want to lose out on business and all that kind of fun stuff. But at the end of the day, let's all get along. So that's my tip for today.
That's a good tip for business. That's a good tip for life. So, Aaron, I wanted to just mention a couple of things that I have coming up. My complete screen printing business course is going to be my schedule is booked out for the year, but my next two, I'll be at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago, February 20th and 21st. I will be at Workhorse Products in Phoenix, February 27th and 28th, and I'm trying to get all my events up on my website, terrycombs.com, under tour dates. Got some of them up, but one of my projects for this weekend is to try to fill that out with a lot of seminars and things like that. So anything on your schedule, Aaron?
Not anything of note. So just winding down the fourth quarter here, and we'll get back on the road with the shows. And speaking of the shows, shows for the year, as far as I know, are pretty much wrapped up, but I do have some great shows coming up right at the beginning of the year, which is less than a month away here, or just about a month away. You've got the first show of the year, our friends over at ASI, where Teresa was just with us today, so you probably see her out in Orlando January 5th through the 6th for the ASI show there, and then the PPAI has their show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that is January 12th through the 14th. And then our big garment kickoff show of the year is the ISS Long Beach show, which, according to our friends over at ISS, is already gearing up to be their biggest show in history. So January 24th through the 26th will be that event. And so make sure you get those things on your calendar. And if you're buried in snow, those are all three of those places are really good places to be when it's snowing in your hometown. So.
Exactly right.
So, I think that's about it for the day, though, Terry. We've got through a ton of great information, and if you have stuff that you'd like for us to share event-wise or otherwise, just drop us a line over at tworegularguys.com, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at tworegularguys.com, and I think that'll about cover today. Let's let's you and I touch base during the week, get next week's show kind of pinned down. And like I said, if you have some things you want to share for 2016, feel free to reach out to us between now and Friday, or just jump in the chat room, or heck, call the call-in line, which is 760-888-5712, and we want to hear what you guys are planning for 2016, and let's share that information.
Sounds great. I'll talk to you next week, Aaron.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. Find out how we're helping others pursue their dreams and declare your own at amfam.com/dreams. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.